This is an executive summary of Diversified Rights Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Most rights specialize, apartments, warehouses, data centers, healthcare, or one of a dozen other property types. A diversified right is different. It deliberately owns a mix of property types in a single company, giving investors exposure to several real estate sectors at once. The appeal is built-in diversification. You get spread across sectors in one investment, the convenience of one-stop exposure, and a management team with the flexibility to allocate capital toward the best opportunities wherever they appear. But that breadth has a cost. A diversified right lacks the focus of a specialist. Its management is spread across multiple sectors. It can be harder to analyze, and the market often values it at a discount to the sum of its parts, the so-called conglomerate discount. The central question is whether the benefit of built-in diversification outweighs the depth and expertise of a focused specialist. This guide explains what diversified rights own, the pros, the cons, the valuation considerations, and how to evaluate one. Demand, returns, and outlook are discussed in general, non-promissory terms. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and you should verify current conditions. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.